This is Shonda Seeley, and you're listening to Her Voice Radio with Ms. D. O'Neill. The creator of the show is Shamia Miller and myself, Shonda Seeley, executive producers, Shamia Miller and myself as well. Shonda Seeley, producer, DJ Fusion, brought to you by Fuse Box Radio. Our special thanks goes to our engineer, Mr. Chili Chill, and today's topic on Her Voice is when is the right time to have sex and sexually transmitted diseases. Welcome my sister D. O'Neill, who's gonna be kicking this whole half an hour with me.
How you doing?
I'm all right. So I wanna get into talking to the first topic on when is the right time to have sex.
Whenever the hell you feel like it. To tell you the truth, you know how we raised all, you know, you gotta wait and he won't respect you if you don't wait and wait a certain amount of time. That is such bullshit. I mean, that went for then, but for now, it's like, come on. You know what I'm saying? You grow. It is no time to be playing games with the panties, because while you torture him, you torture yourself too.
Well, that's true. It's definitely a different time and age, because our mother, taught us, to wait. Guys respect you more when you wait. It's definitely a self moral thing and a principle thing, but in this day and age, it really is to each his own.
It is to each his own. And that whole respect thing, I think, okay, well, at the same time, you're giving it up to me too quick. I'm giving it up to you too quick. You're giving it up to me too quick. So what the hell you think I'm going to think about you?
Well, that's true. So I don't think men look at it that way, because, see, man really wants a woman that when he get ready to introduce her, all his homies know her, because she, she's been around or whatever the situation.
That's a different topic, right? That's different. Like, you can choose to have sex whenever you want to, but that don't mean you got to choose to have sex with anybody. Like,
it's about self-respect, no question.
Yeah, it's definitely about that. My thing is, what they say, we always know, we meet a guy whether or not we're going to give him some or whether or not we want to give him some. Just because, I want to give you some does not mean that is the right thing to do. It all depends on, where you're trying to go, what your common goal is, and if it is the right thing to do. If I still as though I want to give somebody some, evaluate for a second, ain't going to take me long because I'm good at observing whether or not that is a good idea, maybe for a lot of reasons. Maybe, this might be somebody who, I got to watch a little bit longer, or I don't know what kind of drama he's got following him, whether or not that's something I even want to get into being physical or anything with. But if I feel as though, that's somebody cool, and nothing's gonna happen, and I know how to control my emotions,
right,
and not try to equate sex with love or equate sex with a relationship, because we got a problem with thinking that, as soon as we get some panties up, it's a relationship.
I agree with that.
I'm cool.
And I think it's
because I've been there, done that.
And see, I'm gonna say old school, because I'm a little bit older, and mine is, to me, women don't allow men to, I don't want to say court them, because,
right,
like sure. I said, I'm more old, but it's a respect thing to me, because a man can't do no more than a woman allow him to do, vice versa. You know what I mean? But the whole double standard thing, and you guys, I'm going here to try to make points, is that, okay, if that woman is a hoe, as men want to call her, because I just had her, you telling your homeboys, I'm like you, D, so what that make you? Is you a hoe magnet? Because
okay,
how you
exactly
know hoe if she's sleeping around? But see, a double standard with a man, he a player, he a pimp, but the girl got to be a hoe, whatever. Why she can't be getting hers like you getting yours? Now, see, me, you're going to have to give me a little bit more time and respect before you get anything from me. Because I had a standard, honestly, when I was in my 20s, you had to wait 6 months to a year. But that was me. Because if that's how you was coming at me and that's all you wanted, that's what I knew you wanted. But if you want to, let's do some dinner, I ain't got a problem sometime, brother, if I ask you. I ain't got a problem with Dutch if I ask you. But if you ask me to take you out, I expect you to pay. Real.
Exactly.
Real.
Don't be inviting nobody to spend their damn money. That is what I say. But you know what? That whole thing about the courting,
mm-hmm,
is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And men don't do it anymore.
Because
women don't allow them to. Once they get the cookie, what they gotta come back for the milk and the ice cream and all that other stuff for?
You know what I think about that?
What?
And this is where the double standard comes in. Another double standard comes in with men and women. You know, we're taught, you know, to value our bodies, you know, it's so precious, which it is.
It is.
But then with the man, they're not taught that. So if we give it up at a certain time or before a certain period, we're not, you know, we're looked at a certain way, whereas though the men are not, so are their bodies not valuable as well? Because I have two sons.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so should they not make a woman wait? Should they hold off to see what she does and how she treats them?
Right. But I do think we need to wait more. This is why, to me, there's so many miscommunications in relationships. That's why so many divorces. That's why so many diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Is because we're not making men wait anymore. We're not. And see, how many, I don't know how many ladies out there, but see, when you jump in the bed too quick, it's nothing worse than regret. And then you beat yourself. I shouldn't have never said. I knew exactly.
That's where it comes with expecting a relationship and knowing what it is that you want. If you meet a guy and you have a conversation with him, which a lot of people don't do, and a lot of people don't use context clues in a conversation,
right,
and you see that your attraction is purely physical and nothing else,
exactly,
then do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
If you know yourself and you know the type of person you are and you know that this is somebody I'm feeling and I might want to get into a relationship with this person, wait and see what he is about and see what he's going to do for you or with you, because you're going to end up getting hurt, because it's inevitable if we're feeling somebody on a level more than a physical attraction and we get into it with them too soon and we start being in love as soon as we get the pipe.
That's true. And see, I'm totally the opposite. I'm seriously, even though I can meet a man and don't have a problem telling a brother, if I see him, that wow, you really look nice, or you smell nice, nice shoes, whatever I find attractive, I'll let that brother know.
Mm-hmm.
But even before I think a sexual thing or a lust, I still don't want to bed him. Now, you see what I'm saying? I still need to know more about you, but that's just me.
Yeah,
now, don't get me wrong. I have girlfriends that, I want to rock that. Well, you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But see, me personally, I need to know a little bit more. And sometimes it has nothing to do about me wanting a relationship. It's not about me seeing me having kids with this man or wanting to marry him. It's about when I give myself to you, I got to make sure is you worth me. You feel me? It ain't got, is you worth me giving you my cookie? Because that's how valuable it is to me. It's about me loving myself and respecting myself, that whoever I choose to give it to, baby, it's a privilege for me to even let you go there.
Mm-hmm.
See that? It ain't, because see, a lot of ones, oh, I shouldn't have been, I respect, and he wasn't all that's why I got to get to know you. I need to know your last name. Do you got kids? Have you been married? We got to go there even before you try to even get close to me.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
You got to run it down.
Oh,
like
no question.
To find out if that is exactly something you should do, because everything that's going to feel good to you is not going to feel
exactly
right.
Exactly.
Not walk away from
exactly
with any regret.
And see, I don't knock no sisters, to each his own, however you do your thing. I don't knock, like I said, that's why I'm just speaking on me, because I have a lot of female friends that tell me, dang, but that's why you will lose him. That way you don't get with it. He wasn't meant to have me.
That is so stupid, because you know what?
Wasn't meant to have
me. I've grown up hanging around a lot of guys, and just like we know within the first few minutes of meeting a guy whether or not we're going to give him some or we want to give him some.
Right.
They know whether or not they want a wife you or they
thank
want
you. Oh,
okay?
For sure.
They know.
Exactly.
They know. And so, you know, we running around, you know, trying to do all these sexual things and try to change their mind or try to make them want us in a different way. And it's like you're playing yourself.
Yeah, you
because
are.
Because if he knows before he touch you whether or not he want to be with you like that.
Exactly.
Or whether or not he just want to sleep with you. Now, we in the age, we can't keep it real.
And see, this
and
even
so
ties into
you
our second topic with sexually transmitted diseases.
Exactly.
Because the less partners, to me, I'm not going to say it lessen the chances, because you can get it from one person if you have one partner. But what I mean why lessen is because whatever I get, boo, I know you gave it to me.
Exactly.
I don't have to
you
break it down with
with multiple sex partners at one time. You can't do that. Now, granted, you know what I'm saying?
And please, condoms.
What you
condoms
do, do what you want to do when you're an adult. But guess what? I have that philosophy, but at the same time, if I decide, hey, you know, this is somebody, you know, I want to kick it with like that.
Right.
Trust me, I may have conversations with other people, mm-hmm. but why he hitting it? Ain't nobody else hitting
now,
it.
See,
he
and you, exactly.
He
exactly.
may just be my little phone call.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be in a situation to where there was anything pop up, because I'm a paranoid behind.
Yeah.
I'm not with an old school grandmother that taught me all the games, and an auntie that works in Planned Parenthood coming home with them stories every single day, women coming in there with multiple sexual transmitted diseases,
yeah.
because gonorrhea and chlamydia, they travel together.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
I'm not going to be getting something and saying, oh, God, okay, where did I get this from? If something pop up in this, guess
yeah.
what? I'm going to know what phone number to call and say, guess what you need? Because you ain't get it from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
exactly.
That is so
that's why I said, brothers, wrap it up. If you got to wear 2-3 condoms, because you got some women, punani, would eat through about 2-3 of them rubbers and sisters to protect yourself. There's some brothers that are burning your uterus up. So
exactly.
it's really
about STDs.
Yeah.
And this is why with sex, if a brother is too quick to decide that he wants to have oral sex on me,
yeah.
I can't mess with him like that, because he don't know what he's doing. Disease hides.
Yes,
and a woman can walk around with a disease for weeks. Sometimes
and not even know.
Without having any type
that is
of
so
sex.
True.
You can get down there, that thing can look good and smell good and be all messed up.
Yeah.
And he won't even know it. And not to get too graphic, but we got to be real with it. He gets down there and she got chlamydia and she don't know it yet. He gets that in his throat. That's hard to detect.
Yeah,
chlamydia
exactly.
Chlamydia of the throat and of the rectum is very hard to detect, and it don't show no symptoms.
No, it don't. No, it don't. So please be careful with who you're having sex with, whatever you want to call it, making love, whatever. Really, it's about really protecting yourself. Because you can't judge and look at somebody when you meet and wonder, oh, he don't look like he got AIDS. Oh, he don't look like he cared. Because you don't know.
And
no.
You don't know.
You just don't know.
Did I tell you before about when I'm getting my physical and getting my HIV test and my nurse is taking the blood and she's telling me how, you know, her male friend came over, you know, and they talked or whatever, and, you know, she said, she told him that before they had sex, he needed to come to her office and get an HIV test. She said, you know, nice, respectable man, cool guy. Don't you know, she said, it hurt her to her heart to call that man and tell him he was positive. That is all it takes. And in this day and age, if you that type where, you know, you just want to go ahead on and get towards and quit, you can go to the center and get a free HIV test. And it take it up one notch, $25 in 30 minutes, you can get your results right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know why we as African Americans are embarrassed by that, to go in to want to take a HIV test. I'm not saying the majority, but some.
We play.
Yeah. Exactly. But then you wanna be promiscuous. So how you can be embarrassed in the way that you choosing to, I don't know.
The same way you can run around and be having sex and not know everything you need to know about STDs. It's crazy to me. I don't understand it, because especially a woman, our bodies are so sensitive.
Yeah.
And if we have sex with a man and, you know, our chemistries are off, we can come out with tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's an infection, and it's so crazy that, you know, they call it an STD because it happens from you having sex. But that can happen, and he doesn't have to have it. You know what I mean? It is passed from penis to vagina, but that is something that can just occur. He doesn't have to have it for you to get it. And that can mess up a lot of relationships. She can pop up, you know, with that stuff, and she can say, you know what, I got this. Him not knowing about the disease or infection or whatever it is, and her not knowing about it. He's thinking she's cheating on him. She's thinking he's cheating on her. But really, that's just something that happens.
Yeah, that's true. Well, communication is a lot has gone out of the relationship. That's what I'm saying. People going straight to the bed, not communicating, talking, learning. each other about him. You know, do you know his last name? What's his favorite color? What is his favorite food?
Exactly. You know, what ticks him off? What makes him smile? All of these things. And if you don't want to get into all of those details about him because you do want it to be physical, at least get a checkup. It don't take nothing to get a checkup. And my thing is, if I ask a man about his sexual history with STDs and ask him about going to get tested, and he want to get an attitude because that has happened, he can't get up in this. So guess what?
You see.
I'm not about to get that. I'm good on life prescription. HIV, people are living with it for years and years and years, but it's expensive. And I don't need that kind of stress in my life. When am I going to die? Am I going to go? Am I going to get full-blown? Then you got to worry about the social aspect of telling people you got it, because as a people, we are so judgmental. That's why it's easier for, you know, other races to come out and say, hey, I got this, you know, and because they have a whole support system around them. Generally speaking, they're not going to be discriminated against. Yes, you know, in other cultures, there is some discrimination and some people will shy away from you, but it happens the most with us.
That's very true. That's why it's a rise in the African American community with AIDS.
Exactly. And even still, those tests are confidential. When you go to those little centers, especially the ones where you go and the little 30-minute tests, they don't even ask you your name, because I've been there, done it. They don't ask you your name. So even still, you can find out your status, and you can know your status. And you don't have to share with anyone, but you have to make sure to be safe and responsible with it so that
Absolutely.
You don't pass it on to others.
Absolutely. I think more, well, I can't speak for, you know, really anyone, but some people feel, not knowing, they feel more safe. You see what I'm saying?
I don't get
not
that.
Knowing maybe make it okay, or they're afraid to know, or what's the outcome.
Exactly. And that, again, is not being educated.
They're
scared of it.
Totally agree.
And it's like, I know a guy, a girl, whatever he is, because you know he in between, okay?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
He's
transsexual, whatever, you know, trying to be there to took the pills and to get the boobs growing and everything, walk around as a woman, but he is a man anyway. He was diagnosed with HIV in 1981. He went through a heroin and crack addiction, and he does not take the medicine because he says, you know, when he takes the medicine, that is what makes him sick. The last time I saw him was in 2003. That man healthier than me.
Really?
With taking those hormones to become a woman, with going through the drug addiction, and with leaving those medicines alone for his HIV. He is healthy. I said, how do you do it? Do you still have it? Man, get out with me. He was like, yes, I do have it. He was like, but what I do is, he said, I don't eat meat. I stay away from cats, and I keep the stress down, and I make sure to exercise and get my right sleep. That is all you need, because, you know, you can make yourself sick. You ever notice that, you know, people be walking around just fine, then when they find out their status, that's when they start getting
stressed,
sick. It's a mental thing.
Alone. But see, look at Magic Johnson. He never looked like he had, well, he didn't have AIDS, he had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
He just looked so healthy to me, and I think now there's no sign, no trace of it.
Exactly. And the thing that you have to do, not only with HIV, but with any terminal illness, to make sure that you're healthy and to prolong your life, are the things that you have to do daily when you don't have it anyway, which is, like the brother said, get rest, keep the stress down, eat right, and exercise. You make your own self sick.
Yeah, that's true. With stress alone. I'm going to say this before we go, D, and I'm going to let you close it out. You know, not even taking it to another level of this, but I guess really, whether you want to call it the Bible or the Quran, said this. All it boils down to is all the diseases and the different things and the destruction come from is because we don't listen. Parts that in the Bible and the Quran is why
exactly.
Probably God say no fornication, because this is what you do when you sleep around and all this time, the sex and diseases. This is what happens.
You this can't put yourself on the line. You really can't.
It ain't worth it.
It is the information age. It is so much information out there, free information about diseases, about HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, and the list goes on. Especially when you're going to the doctor, you're getting them checkups. They got them things all on the wall. Look at them. That stuff is disgusting looking. And what we were talking about before, HPV, that genital warts, the human papillomavirus.
Thank you. Exactly. Yes.
That is a disease that is transmitted through sex, and it is one of the few diseases, just like herpes, because when those sores are out, that you can get condom or no condom.
Exactly.
Because the cells are on the skin. For a man, that man can be walking around with those warts, with that virus, for years and not know it, because they're microscopic on the skin. For a woman, it probably never even comes up. In a pet, you can have the virus, but the warts may not come up. And so it'll come up in a pet. That's why it is necessary for us to make sure to get our pap smears, our female examinations, the worst thing that a woman can ever come in contact with, them clamps.
Amen.
At least once a year, because it can save you, because you mess around and get cervical cancer and you all messed up.
Yeah.
And for a man, that increases chances of getting prostate cancer. This
right.
is why you gotta go to the clinic.
Have to.
Because that's something that you can't see. And you probably never will see on him. Because, you know, there are those women who like to do the inspection on a man. Okay, well, I don't see nothing, so I can go on ahead. Well, guess what? It's something lurking there, and you don't even know it, and he don't even know it.
Exactly.
He don't know where he got it from. Because he could have ran up in her, and she not knew she had it, and passed it on to him.
Please read. Please read it. I mean, thank
read,
you, God.
Go to the clinic, ask questions. And, you know, when you get into those physical relationships, watch what you're doing. Because guess what? Even if you two say, okay, we're just going to keep it physical, somebody's going to come out catching feelings. Sometimes it may be him. Sometimes it may be her.
Oh, but, always. Two people lay down constantly. Oh, somebody's going to wake up. You can sit there and say it's just a sexual relationship. That's what you say in the beginning.
Somebody,
but then if that's the case, why get jealous if he don't call you? Why get mad if you call her and she ain't there? It's just physical. There's no commitment or feeling should be there if it's just a sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
why it's not
come
just
up, learn to control them and put them out. I've been there, done that. In fact, I got cursed out. So guys gotta watch, you know what I'm saying, what they're getting into as well, because I've been there, done that with the guy. 6 months later, he on the phone talking about, well, you know, he ready for a girlfriend. I'm like,
Somebody is going to catch
him. I'm saying in my head, I'm like, well, you know, I don't want no boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then, you know, me and my stupid self, I kept running down the street. You know what I'm saying? Because I let him know what it was. Another 2 months after that, he cursed me out, had her to tell me, you act like you the nigga and I'm the girl.
Yeah.
Every time I hear from you, it's only because you want something. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
but that's why communication, again, goes back. You have
to
be able to.
Yeah, that's when I was like in my raw days, you know, when I was a little bit more raw than what I am now.
Come age, come wisdom. You slow down more as you get older. At least I hope a lot of people.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, man, you guys, it was great, as it always is, with her voice, having these topics and sharing them with you guys. So, Dee, I'm going to let you close it out.
Guys, it's been great. I hope you got some education. This show has been brought to you by Her Voice Radio. You can check us out, www.hervoiceradio.com. Don't forget to go there, listen to previous shows, sign up for our newsletter. They have some wonderful stuff in there. You got relationship advice, sex tips. You got Ash Shonda, Miss Shonda on the phone. You can hear. We have some great wisdom for you guys. We got a poetry corner. We have Renee's journal. This girl got some wonderful things going on in her life that she's going to share with everybody. If you want information on sponsorship and advertisement, email info@hervoiceradio.com. Let me say it for you again, info@hervoiceradio.com. Everybody, I want you to stay blessed. Thank you for listening and have a positive day. Peace.